Well, the first question I have is, like, can you kind of talk a little bit about how this project started?
Oh, well, this project started about 2-3 years ago. We started to have conversations with an entity looking to wanting to put a refinery in. And so, of course, when you say refinery, there was a lot of red flags, environmental, those type things. And we're like, you know, we bought 40 acres, expanded it to our industrial park. So we want to get somebody in there, you know, we want jobs. So, but this refinery is not your normal refinery. It is a zero net emissions refinery. They refine crude oil, but they don't make gasoline. Gasoline takes high heat, creates a lot of emissions. They don't do that. What they do create, we'll be making here, is jet fuel, farm-grade diesel, which will be able to be bought on site for farmers or anything like that. We will have, there'll be multiple units there. They're estimating to run about 10,000 barrels of oil through their facility once it's up and going 100% per day. So...
And then, so something so what's the name of this company?
Green Fuel Operations Incorporated. It's a division of another company. The original company that started this is Clean Refineries Incorporated. So we have a CRI and then we have, you know, Green Fuels Operations. This is the current one. This is what's going to be out there.
Okay. So, if somebody were to, you know, from DOE, be like, who are they? How do we trust them? Like, what can you tell?
Okay, the company is based in Oklahoma. There is another location. There will be two locations for this type of refinery. And this is a new patented process. This is not anywhere else right now, other than there is one in operation that was the guy that built this, created in the mid-'80s in California. And so he's been making his own farm-grade diesel in California, zero net emissions. California loves him because he's not polluting the environment or anything like that. And it's a very clean operation. So, it's being branched out. The company had to build a model down in Houston to prove to the EPA that it is zero net emissions. Which they did do that. We've signed the city of Dewey has signed a 20-year lease with this company. Right now we're in the engineering phase for the property. That's going to take several months, but they plan on breaking ground mid spring 2025. So here within the next 4 or 5 months, we should be seeing movement out there on that property.
Is there an estimation how many jobs will be coming to Dewey?
Starting out, I think we're going to see like 30, 35 jobs. These are going to be good jobs. So quality jobs is what we call them, with a substantial salary, you know, for these jobs. So it's going to be good for Dewey. The city, you know, bought that 40 acres in hopes of, you know, creating jobs, and this is where we're at.
So when I got here, I had no idea this was on the radar, but what I do remember, if I'm not mistaken, this kind of item was tabled a bunch of times. Can you kind of talk about what went through the process of
It's a whole new process because we're not selling the land, we're leasing it. So the city's going to retain ownership of that parcel of property, hopefully forever. So, so that's really, you know, we tabled a lot. We had to have a lot of conversations of different items that needed to be in the lease agreement and back and forth, you know, so both sides had things that they want in there. So that's basically what we were doing, putting that together. And it just took a little longer than what we really wanted to, but, everything's moving forward right now.
Yeah. You know, one thing you mentioned, the state of California and having this, we're not in California, no, we're in California. Oklahoma. Can you kind of talk a little bit about that? Like, you know, have you seen any public concerns in your response to that?
We've had a few people, local people, concerned about this project because the word refinery. So they don't, you know, refinery kind of gets, you know, it's hard to say. It gets a bad call, and they have concerns. But with this new process, like I say, it's a sealed unit, and there's going to be multiple of these units out there, but it's self-contained, and that's the reason it's zero net emissions, is because it's not open to the environment, so you're not going to have the smell and everything as a normal refinery process would. Mm-hmm. And like I say, it's low heat. That's another item.
Yeah, and you said this will be first off, will you remind me what the name of it is again? No, I know the company, but like a zero emissions refinery, is that what it's called?
Zero net emissions refinery.
And you said this will only be the second in Oklahoma?
There'll be two locations in Oklahoma. Dewey is one of the locations, and then there's another location in Duncan, Oklahoma.
Okay.
There'll be two. So
any final thought that we missed?
That's about all I have right now. I mean, we're just we're in the engineering phase of it. Yeah. So I know they're working with PSO to supply power.
Yeah.
For this project, it's going to take a lot of electricity. So I believe PSO can handle that.
Yeah.
So we've already got sewer out there to the property. We already have water out there. We have utilities, so we're ready to move forward.
In the city, how exciting is it? You know, I think it's exciting anytime you get any new business, mm-hmm. but something just unique and different. What's your thoughts on that?
This is exciting. We've talked about it for several years. So this has been in a lot of planning stages. And you know, Dewey come about being on their radar because we met the criteria they were looking at. They wanted an interstate running north and south. They had 75. They wanted rail access. Our industrial park has rail access, so that will even be expanded over into our property. It works out really good. And so, and the proximity to Coffeyville, the refinery there, we have crude oil pipelines just out west of town that they will be probably tapping into for oil. So the location come out really well. So we happen to own the property.
You might not be able to answer this fully. I know that, but I have to ask it. You know, if people are wondering what are the next steps, because we know, you know, your goal line, your end zone is 2025, but there's a lot that goes in. What's the next step, if you can tell?
Just like I say, the engineering phase right now. And then like I say, the groundbreaking will be, you know, estimated next spring. They would like to be fully operational by December. So we're looking probably about 9-10 months of construction phase out there. And it may be longer. I don't
know. Depends.
Yeah, it just depends.